Wilmington-based Genesis Block is looking to take 10 local minority-owned businesses to the next level. It's part of the co-working space and accelerator's ambitious plan for the next 3 years. Founded by wife and husband team Tracy and Gerard Newkirk, Genesis Block isn't an incubator where new business ideas coalesce into being. It's an accelerator which gets businesses over the difficult hurdle between proof of concept and a successful company. Gerard describes it.
It's kind of like an entrepreneurship program designed to give you the proper essential skills training to help your business grow. And then once you've completed that program, there's funding on the other side of that to help you grow your venture and strengthen your venture.
Gerard says that although nothing is guaranteed, graduates of the accelerator are statistically more likely to secure funding. The Newkirks are taking applications until Friday for businesses ranging from restaurants to software and located across 14 counties in southeastern North Carolina. Applications will go to a 5-person selection committee. To be selected, companies must have the necessary credentials and legal structure, and they must be revenue generating. That doesn't mean the company has to already be wildly profitable, but it does mean it must have made at least one proof of concept sale.
The focus is on you've already established yourself someone in the marketplace. Now it's time to scale your business so that you can take on, you can double your revenue, you can bring more jobs to the community, and you can strengthen your venture.
The 10 business owners will take part in a 16-week course. They'll also receive a year-long membership at Genesis Block, meaning access to a co-working space, mentoring, and networking opportunities. The program is free, with the $5,000 fee covered by an NC Idea grant aimed at supporting Black entrepreneurship. This is just the first phase of a more ambitious 3-year plan to put 120 companies, at least 60% of them Black-owned, through the accelerator.
So that's 40 companies per year. We figured these companies are going to create about another 400 jobs for our community and add about $13 to $15 million in investment and revenue to the economy in southeastern North Carolina.
The long-term goal, Gerard says, is to help build prosperity and reduce violence in Black and minority communities. For WHQR, I'm Ben Shockman.